John's phone.
Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another prank call show.
That's right. Here's your host, Kane Archer.
Hello, I'm Richard, and you're listening to Boner Show 97 for June 25th, 2021. Maybe the last show ever if I die in the heat wave Seattle is in the middle of. But who cares about my impending death? We've got prank calls to listen to, produced by Radiant Radish. For those of you not in the industry, Radiant Radish is the record label Vista Blue is under. Definitely not a reference to a 60s band, although it might be the alias of a fiscally irresponsible Patreon supporter. Anyway, Vista Blue's most recent song for this show inspired an idea I tried for today's show, which didn't work out so well, but it led to a mishearing of the name Sleeve McDykel, which sparked another idea. So thank you, Radiant Radish, and away we go.
Hello.
Hello, Michael?
Yes.
Hey, it's Sleeve McDykel. I'm calling from the HOA.
Yeah.
How's it going? How's your day?
Good. How about you?
There's not a problem. Nothing's wrong. I just thought you'd want to hear my new theme song.
Okay.
Hey, it's Sleeve McDykel. I'm calling from the HOA. Hey, it's Sleeve McDykel. I'm calling from the HOA. How's it going? How's your day? Yeah, it's Sleeve from the HOA. There's not a problem, nothing's wrong. I just thought you'd want to hear my new theme song. It goes,
so what do you think?
Hey, it's Sleeve.
I'm not sure. I really can't make out the words.
Oh, man, it's a pretty good tune, you know? It's got this kind of energetic beat to it and everything. But yeah, I just wanted to let you know that I took a bunch of the money out of the treasury, you know, out of the budget, and I hired this local band, and they wrote this song for me, and I'm just calling everyone and just letting you know that I just blew the budget on hiring this band.
How did you get that past the board?
Well, I didn't. I just kind of sweet talked the treasurer.
And your name is Leo?
No, it's Sleeve.
And what's your What is it?
Sleeve McDykel. Here, I'll play the song again. Yeah, there, see? It's Sleeve McDykel.
Please recycle.
Sleeve McDykel.
Oh, that's your name, okay.
Yeah, it's Croatian.
Okay.
Yep.
And how much did this song cost?
Oh, it was in the ballpark of $8,000. You know, because they're a pretty
okay.
They're a pretty successful band. You know, they've got several records. You know, they're pretty popular with the kids and everything.
Yeah, what is it that you're drinking?
Water. What do you mean? It's got a bottle of water right here.
Well, it certainly has you in a spirited mood.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not every day that you get a pretty successful band to write you your own theme song. You know.
I don't think Betty would give you access to $8,000.
Oh, no.
But, you know.
No. I sweet-talked Betty. Yeah. I put the moves on her, if you know what I mean.
What is your address?
The old Sleeve McDykel moves.
Yeah, right. Okay. Thanks for the call. Talk to you later.
The name of the band is Vista Blue, if you want to hire them yourself. They're a pretty good band.
No, I don't. Okay, thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
I recommend going to We Are Vista.
Hello.
Hello, Al?
Yeah.
Hey, Al. It's Winston with the city of...
Yeah.
Hey, I just needed to let you know there's going to be a couple of work trucks coming out to your house tomorrow. They're just going to be doing some maintenance on the outside of your house.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm just supposed to kind of give you a heads up in case you're home. That way you're not caught off guard by all the noise and everything.
What do you mean they're going to do maintenance on my house?
Well, they're just going to be working on the outside. See, we have some surplus recycling material. And, you know, we don't really have...
What address are you coming to?
It's 12.
I don't understand this. This is my house. I mean, you...
Yeah, I haven't I haven't explained yet. There's nothing to understand, silly. Hang on a second there. Hold your horses.
All right.
So what they're going to be doing is they're going to be injecting some recycled material into the walls of your house.
No, they're not.
Yeah. It's just for, you know, insulation because we don't have.
No, I've got the walls insulated. What is it?
Yeah, they're just going
to
be.
This has to be a joke, right?
No, what would be the joke? No, I'm just supposed to let you know because they're going to be out there with drills and all kinds of.
No, they're not.
High-powered machinery. Yes, yeah, sir, they're going to be there at about 9:30 tomorrow morning.
They're not going to do that.
Yeah, they have to, sir. See, we have all this surplus recycled material.
I've got a shotgun, and I'll be standing outside my house, and if anybody touches it, I'll shoot them.
Well, how good is your aim? Because if you hit them, that's probably going to, you know, it's going to be a bad thing for you.
That's going to be a badder thing for them.
A badder thing?
I can't believe this. You're going to come to my... Where do you live?
It doesn't matter where I live. That's none of your business.
What if I come to your house and start taking your windows out of your house?
They're not going to take anything away, sir. They're going to be injecting recycled material into your walls. It's for insulation.
They are like hell. My walls are insulated.
I know. They're going to be putting more insulation in, so it's only...
No, they're not.
It's not even costing you anything. It's like...
I don't give a shit. I don't want anything to do with it.
Well, you know what, motherfucker? You're just going to have to deal with it.
I can't believe this.
I know. Well, what's not to believe?
That you're going to come on my property and drill a hole in my house.
Oh, no, I won't be there. I'm just making the phone calls. Yeah, I'm not one of those laborer types.
I can't believe this.
And anyway, look, I don't understand why you're objecting to this. It's a good thing. Like, your house is going to be extra insulated.
No, it isn't.
Well, yeah, of course it is, because it's mostly, you know, old plastic bottles and self-sealing stem bolts.
No,
things
I don't want anything. I don't want them on here.
Well, you don't have
to. You can come on my property without my permission and do things to my house without my permission.
Oh, yeah. We don't need your permission when it comes to, you know, things like this, because we have all this recycled. Like, we have piles and piles of recycled material and nowhere to put it. So we're just going to be injecting it into various homes in the area.
Without anybody, without my permission.
Well, why would we need your permission to do a free upgrade?
Because it's my property. I own it.
Well, that's a nebulous thing these days. Like, who really owns their property anymore? And look,
if anybody shows up here, I'm not going to let them touch my house.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go again, just making threats.
You're threatening me. You're threatening to drill a hole in my house.
Oh, no,
personal property.
I didn't threaten anything. I'm just telling you that they're going to be drilling holes into your house, but they're going to seal it all up. Like, you don't even understand how this works.
I understand how it works. I know what it is, and I don't want it.
You're just pooping your pants over really nothing. I mean, it's a great thing because your house is going to be all insulated for the summer.
Nobody's going to touch my house. I guarantee you that.
And you just need to go change your diaper.
What's your name?
Winston.
Winston what?
Beauregard.
Winston Beauregard. And you work for the city of...
Well, no, I'm just kind of like a temp here. It's just a temp job. I don't really have a contract or anything.
Do you have a car?
Do I have a car? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, if I drill holes in your car without your permission, is that okay?
No, you can't damage my property, sir. That would be crazy.
No, I mean, you can go into anybody's property and drill holes in their house.
Well, I already told you I'm not doing it, dummy. I'm just the middleman here. You're just being a big dumbo about this.
You've got to be shitting me.
Oh, I'm not shitting you.
This is unbelievable. I don't believe it.
Okay, I'm just kidding. It was all a big elaborate ruse. You're right. I'm just joking.
All right.
What's really going to happen is they're going to be installing a bladeless wind turbine in your front yard.
They'll be just as dead as they were if they were going to be insulating my house.
Oh, Al, you can't go around killing people. Not in this day and
age. Well, they can't walk on my property without my permission.
We're going to tell Joe Biden he's going to come take your shotgun away.
Yeah, he probably would.
He's gonna personally take it from your hands. And then he'll probably smell Leslie's hair.
Hello?
Hello, John?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, it's Leif with the POA.
developments in the Capitol riot.
Yes.
Well, what's that noise in the background? Tell that woman to zip it.
That's the news, my friend.
Oh, well, turn that TV down.
The wonderful damn news in this country. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. I know. I know what you mean. Turn it down. Shut it off. Shut it off. Shut the TV off. We got to get down to business here.
What are you calling about?
Well, I just needed to let you know that the POA filed paperwork this morning to legally adopt you.
Are you an idiot?
No, sir. I am not an idiot. Betty wanted me to call and just let you know.
Hello, this is John.
Hey, it's Lee McDykel. I'm calling from the HOA.
Okay.
How's it going? How's your day?
Fine. You're, who are you with?
Yeah, it's Lee from the HOA.
Okay.
There's not a problem. Sure. Nothing's wrong. I just thought you'd want to hear my new theme song.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, John. It's Sleeve again. I think we got disconnected.
So anyways,
what are you, Lee?
Lee, who the hell are you?
I'm with the HOA. I was just wondering, you know, what you thought.
Okay, and why do I, as a board member, not recognize you as being part of the of what we call the POA, not the HOA?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm with the HOA. We're like the deep state of the neighborhood. You're just part of the fake POA. You're not really in charge.
So,
I just thought I'd let everyone...
Really, whatever the hell you're doing, I'm not interested in.
What do you mean? No, I'm just playing you the theme song. I just wanted your opinion. You know, just what do you think of the song?
I think it sucks.
Well, that's pretty rude. I think you suck. You don't know what good music is.
It's totally disconnected.
And, you know, I used your money, so, you know, really, it's your fault then.
Yeah, well, I'll be checking.
Yeah, well, you can check this dick.
Hello?
Whoa, be quiet. Hey, Will?
Yes!
Hey, Will, pipe down. Lower the level of your voice. It's Winston with the city.
Okay.
Hey, I just needed to let you know about the work that's going to be going on outside your house tomorrow.
Okay.
It's going to be a bunch of heavy machinery and just a bunch of noise and everything.
What's going on? Curb repair or what?
Well, no, not exactly. They're going to be injecting some recycled material beneath the foundation of your home.
Wait a second.
And so there's going to be, you know, some drills and just all kinds of noise for a few hours there. That's why I'm supposed to let you know about it.
What address are you coming to? I don't know.
Street, right? Do I have the right number?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, see, here's the thing. We have a bunch of surplus recycled material with really nowhere to put it. So they're just going to be injecting it beneath the foundation of your house.
They know about the buried propane tank out there, right? They start drilling, they might blow themselves up.
Wow, that's a cartoony thing to say. Nothing's going to explode. They have all the proper equipment.
Okay.
Yep.
And what is their approach going to be?
What do you mean?
Well, my house goes back for 80 feet, so what part of the foundation are they going to inject things under?
Oh, they're going to be digging down in your front yard. You know, they're just going to kind of drill in at an angle, and then they're going to start pumping the recycled material in.
Have you thought about shoving it up your ass? Hello?
Oh, hey, Will. It's Winston again. Look, that was a really inappropriate thing for you to say. Not sure why
you... Well, inappropriate to, with no written notice, to plan to be showing up at my house with equipment to tear up the front yard. When
yeah, I can barely hear you. You have your hand over the speaker or something. You're all muffled.
It's pretty inappropriate.
I don't want to miss any more of your childish outbursts. So just make sure.
So make sure you just speak
clearly.
Yep. In any case, I'm going to see...
Sounds like you have the phone upside down. Turn it right side up.
Yeah, how's this? Does it sound good now?
Oh, yeah, crystal clear. Anyways, as I was saying, they're going to be there tomorrow at about 9 o'clock.
Okay, and I'll get a, I think I might have to get a restraining order. I can't have the front yard dug up.
No.
We got a couple of people coming here for a wedding this weekend.
They're not going to be there this weekend. They're going to be there tomorrow.
And they'll have...
Ugh.
Excuse me, they'll replace everything with sod, and it'll be I just spent a lot of money on landscaping.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's not going to be sod. It's going to be AstroTurf.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just going to kind of pave over it.
Hey, that sounds great.
Yeah, hey, do you want to hear my new theme song? By Vista
Here
Blue.
Here we go. It's another prank call show.
What do you think of that?
Is that something that you and a group put together, or is that you performing, or is it just?
Oh no, it's a band. They're called Vista Blue. They're a pretty good band.
I see.
You know, just some young whippersnappers in town.
Hmm. And I'm sorry. I'm just trying to.
You seem kind of confused about this situation.
Can you properly, what? Will you be there, or will somebody else be there?
No, I will not be there. I just make the phone calls.
Okay. Is Winston your first name or your last name?
Both. It's Winston. And yeah, I just make the phone calls. I'm not actually going to be out there.
I see.
Yeah, it's going to be Cody and Craig and Ronk. Those are the three guys that are going to be out there digging up your yard.
Okay.
Yep.
Do they like dogs? Because that's going to be a real problem.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to put your animal inside. Yeah, you're going to have to restrain your animal.
Oh, well, that depends.
No, it doesn't depend. I have given you a direct order to restrain your animal.
And the authority for that order is...
My dick. My big dick.
Yeah. Okay, hey, Winston.
Yes.
It's fun, but I got a buddy coming over right now, so let's chat again.
How big a boy is he?
Oh, I don't know. I'd say 205 pounds.
No, I mean his penis. How big is his penis?
A whole lot bigger than yours.
How do you know? How do you know?
Hello, this is Donna.
Oh, hey, Donna. It's Leif McDykel. I'm calling from the HOA.
Yes.
How's it going? How's your day?
Good. How about you?
Yeah, it's Lee from the HOA. There's not a problem. Nothing's wrong. I just thought you'd want to hear my new theme song.
Sure.
So what do you think? What do you think of the new theme song?
Sounds great.
Yeah, because see, here's the thing. You know, our treasurer, Betty, she gave me a portion of the HOA budget, and I spent it all on hiring this local band to write me a theme song. And so she's wanting me to call everyone and just kind of just fess up and let them know that, you know, I kind of blew the budget on this song.
Okay. Did the board know you were doing this?
See, that's the thing. They didn't. I just kind of went rogue. Like, I was supposed to just get new supplies and things that we needed, and instead, I just blew it all on this theme song. And yeah, she just wanted me to call and just kind of apologize, because I basically wasted everyone's money. I mean, it's not really a waste. It's a good song. What's that?
Well, how much did you spend?
Oh, it was in the ballpark of, you know, $4,000. They're a pretty successful band, Vista Blue. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Oh, are you going to pay it back?
Oh, no, I don't have that kind of money. Man, oh man, not in this economy.
What's your name again?
Sleeve. It's in the song. You want me to play it again?
No, I just need to tell me what your name is.
I'm calling from the HOA.
Can you spell it for me?
Hey, it's Leif McDykel. I'm calling from the HOA.
See? Now you got it right.
I guess.
Yeah, so anyway, sorry about that. it kind of evens out because it's a good song. You know, like, I'll send you a copy if you want.
No, I don't need one. But I hate to see my POA dues going for this.
Like, really, there was nothing else that we really needed to spend the money on. It was just sitting there, you know?
Bull honky.
What do you mean, bull honky? You watch your language, Donna.
Oh, we need some paving done to the roads. We could use some riprap.
Oh, nobody drives anymore. Not since COVID. We're all just sitting around, staring at the wall.
Okay, I'll give Betty a call later.
Oh, no, you don't bother Betty. She can't be gotten to. You got to know how to sweet talk her like I did.
I'm going to hang up now. This is not real.
Well, I'm a real person, Donna. I don't know what you mean by this isn't real. My name is Sleeves McDykel. I'm a real human person on the planet with feelings and my own theme song.
Oh, I hope you enjoy your theme song.
Well, thank you. And thank you for buying it for me.
No, I didn't want to buy it.
Well, at the end of the day, you didn't have a choice in it.
I'll be taking this up with the board.
Hello?
Hello, Bridget?
Yes.
Hey, Bridget. It's Winston with the city.
Winston with the city?
Yeah, city of... Is this Bridget?
It is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good. I'm sorry to call you so late. I just needed to let you know about the work that's going to be done outside your house tomorrow morning.
What kind of work?
They're going to be installing some bladeless wind turbines just along the grass there. I mean, just right, you know...
Wait. Say that again?
There's going to be a couple of bladeless wind turbines put in your front yard there, just along the edge of the road.
What? Really?
Yeah. We got some extra funding in the budget here, and we just have to put these things up somewhere. So, yeah, they're going to be going in just right along the edge of the road in your front yard.
Are you guys going to tell us before you did this? Oh, wait, you are now? You're telling me that it's going to be put in tomorrow?
Yeah, so technically that is before tomorrow.
What is it putting in?
Windless turbines.
Oh, is that Jeff in the background there?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm talking to the woman, sir, so you can just pipe down. Input from the men.
What?
Oh, I'm just saying, you know, idiot husbands. Always just yammering away in the background.
How is this?
This is Winston with the city. I was just what saying, city? You know, like, I'm just trying to talk to you, and he's just butting in. It's kind of rude, you know?
No, I came over to talk with him because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, I can try I can try to explain or answer any questions you might have, but it's pretty simple.
I want your full name.
My name is Winston Beauregard.
Okay, and you work for the city of?
The one that we live in. Silly, you don't know where you live?
I have never talked to anybody so rude.
No, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just saying, like, Jeff was just blabbering away back there, and it spoiled the whole conversation. Like, it was going smooth. It was going smoothly before he started to open his dumb trap.
I'm going to have a number of your supervisor. Can I call somebody else?
My supervisor's in her office if you want to talk to her. I mean, she's just going to tell you the same thing, though. This was
please.
This was supposed to be
What's
a simple...
her name?
Her name is Olga. This was supposed to be a simple conversation, but next thing you know, it's just going south, all because the idiot husband back there had to open his trap.
Can you hear this, man?
Yeah.
Woman. I'm a woman. Don't assume gender. Anyway,
pardon me?
Anyway, if you want to talk to my supervisor, I can patch you through. It'll just be a few seconds.
Yes, please.
Okay, hold, please.
Hello, this is Olga.
Hi, my name's Bridget.
Oh, hi, Bridget.
And
what can I do?
I was having a little bit of trouble talking with the person who patched me through to you.
Yeah, that was Winston.
About the information she was giving me.
Yeah, did she explain the wind turbines and all that are going in tomorrow?
And wind turbines? Like, how big are they?
They're about two stories high, and about 10 feet wide. But they're bladeless wind turbines. They're this new technology. It just kind of looks like a, oh, how do I describe it? It kind of looks like an upside down letter U. And then it's just got these metal coil things in the center.
Okay, so you guys are going to be digging up my front yard and putting them in my yard on my property?
Yeah, first they have to dig and then pour concrete, you know, for the platforms. It's right up against the road, though, so it shouldn't be too much of a problem.
Yes, it is. What address are you talking about?
Is that Jeff?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, can you tell the idiot husband of yours to shut his mouth? Because, you know, the women are speaking here and...
Fuck you!
Hey, fuck you, sir. Bridget, you need to just slap Jeff straight in the penis.
You hear that?
Hello?
You want to repeat that?
Yeah, Bridget, you need to slap Jeff straight in the penis. Get your man in line.
Will you?
Thanks again, Radiant Radish, for icing down Jeff's swollen balls. Thanks, Vista Blue, for making awesome music. And thank you, all of you, for supporting the show. It warms my heart. Although warmth is not what I need right now, it really is hot outside. I'm gonna go ice down my own balls. Bye, everyone.
Okay, no, you have gone completely, you've jumped the shark now.